Leslie searched the inbox again, just in case she'd missed it. She knew she hadn't, but to stop looking would mean they had to act. They'd agreed. Malcolm stood behind her, watching her every move. She could feel the tension radiating off him.
Anything? He asked.
No.
I'm ringing the police.
She nodded. They'd never had to ring the police before in all their married life. The police belonged to another world. The world they saw on television or in the papers. Not theirs. She was shaking as Malcolm picked up the phone. She wanted to tell him to wait, to give it another day. Not to start this. Not to bring this into their home. Mal, she said. But he looked at her as he dialed, silencing her. She could hear the hum of the fridge and a car passing by outside. Life going on.
Hello, I'd like to report my daughter missing,
she heard him say. That life was over.
A week. We haven't heard from her or the friend she's with for almost a week, he said. Her A-level results came out yesterday, but she still hasn't been in touch. She's Alexandra O'Connor, 18. Her birthday was in May.
Icing that cake, Leslie thought. Didn't look anything like Ed Sheeran, apart from the red hair. But Alex had loved it. She tuned back in to hear her husband apologizing.
Sorry, I thought I said, she's in Thailand, backpacking with her friend, Rosie Shaw. Her last text message said they were still in Bangkok.
It took another 20 minutes for Malcolm to explain the situation, give his details, and listen to the advice. When he put the phone down, he rubbed his eyes and kept his hands there for a moment.
What? What did they say? Leslie said, the panic making her voice loud and unlike her usual tone. Who did you talk to? Tell me.
Her husband jerked his head up and looked at her as if to reassure himself this was his wife, shrieking in their kitchen.
They took down all the details, love. You heard me. I spoke to a woman officer. I wrote it on a bit of paper.
He reached over to the counter and picked up a post-it note.
Here. Look.
Leslie brushed it aside so it floated to the tiled floor.
Never mind that. What did this woman say? What are they going to do to find Alex and Rosie?
Malcolm stooped to pick up the piece of paper and put it back on the counter. Leslie wanted to hit him.
Malcolm!
Sorry, love, but we are going to need this.
He spoke slowly, as if she were an elderly relative.
She said she's going to pass on the details to Interpol, and we should ring the British Embassy in Bangkok.
That's what they advise. But she said this happens a lot, young people going travelling and forgetting to contact their parents. She said it was early days and that we should try not to worry.
So, she thinks it's going to be all right? Leslie willed him to say yes or nod. Let it be all right. Malcolm shook his head.
She doesn't know, love. We've to ring her if Alex gets in touch. Or if she doesn't, in another week.
She will, won't she? Malcolm pulled her to him.
Of course she will.
She'll want to know her A-level results. Tomorrow or the next day.
She'll turn up. Like a bad penny.
Leslie wiped her eyes with a paper towel and tried to look hopeful. I'd better ring Jenny back, she said, grateful there was something practical to be done. I told her I would, as soon as we'd spoken to the police. She got a bit funny about it yesterday.
I think she's as frantic as we are. Rosie's her only one, and Jenny's on her own.
Okay. What are you doing? Malcolm was tapping at the keyboard of the laptop.
The police want a photo. I said I'd send one. Then I'll find the number for the embassy.
Leslie looked over his shoulder. He'd picked the selfie Alex had sent of her and Rosie in a tuk-tuk on the day they arrived, grinning madly, their surroundings a blur.
At least they're together,
Leslie said, and wept. her head on her arms, on the kitchen table.